Hi, and welcome to a special earlier edition of Connectivites News Digest for Wednesday, July 18th. I'm your host, Neil Ronahan. With me, as always, is Patrick Barnett.
Hello, everyone, once again.
Yeah, and this is a Batman delayed or Batman prelayed episode? Is that a word?
Something like that. Batman is the cause of the earliest.
We're both going to see The Dark Knight Rises on Thursday night, which is usually when we record these. So we're doing it a little earlier. There's not really that much news that's happened since last Thursday, but there's still been a little bit. First and foremost, Starship Defense, a pretty awesome DSiWare game from Q Games, is the next Club Nintendo freebie, or I guess sort of freebie, depending on how you look at it. It's replacing Electroplankton Rec-Rec, which is a great replacement. Because Starship Defense is a really awesome tower defense game. It's got a cool minimalist art style, and it's kind of addicting and fun. Have you ever played it, Patrick?
I haven't played it, but I was going to ask you what type of game it was, because it sounded like a tower defense game. The genre is just a little iffy to me. Sometimes I'm a fan, sometimes I'm not, but with your high recommendation, it sounds like I should definitely look into getting this.
I mean, there's a couple games that Q Games did on DSiWare. There's three that I can think of. There might have been a few more, but they did Trajectile, which I absolutely adored. That's kind of like this weird breakout style game. They have Starship Defense and then Art Style DigiDrive, which is a depressing, wonderful game in the Art Style series. But yeah, that is cool. I'm glad it's there, and I think you should pick it up, Patrick. It's very damn good.
I have plenty of coins laying around, so yeah. Might as well do something with them.
The other stuff that's in the news, we know some of the downloads that are happening this Thursday. We'll talk about the two virtual console games that are part of 8-Bit Summer. We got Kid Icarus of Myths and Monsters and Tumble Pop. I don't know too much about Tumble Pop outside of the fact that I think it's some kind of, it's a cult classic arcade game that apparently has like Ghostbusters vibe to it. It actually seems kind of interesting. I don't know much about the gameplay about it because I haven't played it, but I will likely get it when it comes out. How about you? Any interest in Tumble Pop?
Not really as much interest in that as the other download game for this week.
Yeah, that would be Kid Icarus of Myths and Monsters, which I've always heard is kind of more forgiving than the NES game, so that excites me. I've always wanted to play this game, and I'm glad it's finally here.
It's something like, I wasn't a huge fan of Kid Icarus. I got it on the Virtual Console on the NES. And then when I got the 3D Classic version, I was a huge fan of Kid Icarus, the original one again. So yeah. Something like this is interesting to me, more so than Tumble Pop.
Yep. I mean, it's the whole debate of it's the Nintendo Classic versus the random third-party game. So those are the two virtual console games that we know about. I think there's going to be an eShop game, Phantom Thief Stina, which is being brought out by AgeTech and is a Japanese import, so to speak.
Yeah.
It seems like it might be interesting. I don't know too much about it, though, and it doesn't help that we don't know much about it because it's not even out yet. The last thing that we're going to talk about on the show is some of the new releases that have come out. Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy, which we talked about in a segment on connectivity. And I know I've played a lot of it. I already spoke my piece there. I know Patrick now has it in his possession, but has yet to open it, right?
It's sitting literally right in front of me. Casing
just haunting
has been unwrapped.
You.
It's just... has not entered my 3DS.
So there's that. And then Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure came out on July 10th in North America. I own that, and I have not played that at all. So that sucks.
I talked about it a bit last week on our Connectabyte, and it's still just as good as ever.
Yeah, I mean, it looks... I'm hoping to dive into it, because I've put a lot of time into Heroes of Ruin. Which, Patrick, you wrote the review for. Do you have anything to say about Heroes of Ruin outside of your review?
Well, since we talked about it last week briefly, you and I both had the chance to dive into the multiplayer, which surprisingly worked a lot better than I thought it would. We went through an entire stage, did that boss fight, and it was just tons of fun. Just
definitely.
Everything about it, like, it's seamless. You just drop in, drop out. Voice chat works very well, because you and I were just communicating over that instead of Skype, which is normally how we communicate.
Yeah. I mean, I wrote a little article about the multiplayer, and what I noticed from that is, like, This is the first time I've had voice chat actually work on a Nintendo system. And I know there were some DS games that supposedly did it well. I just never happened to play. I think there was a Tony Hawk game that did it. The Pokemon games did it. Advance Wars, maybe?
Advance Wars, yeah. That's the one I know I tried it in. And it worked, but not like Heroes of Ruin.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the one thing that I'm really impressed about. And it kind of sucks that the game is a little, like, it doesn't really seem all too inspired. Because it's just kind of like, hey, you guys like Diablo, right? This is kind of like Diablo, except for this is our first crack at it. Blizzard's been making this game for 15 years.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's something that could get a sequel.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm really enjoying it. I think there's potential in, you know, the online multiplayer because it works so damn well. And just, I mean, the world is interesting. I know you commented on the music in your review, and I agree. The music is suitably epic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No complaints there. I mean, the one thing I've seen this around the internet, and I guess I kind of have complaints about it too, but graphically it's not on par with some of the other stuff that's on the system.
Yeah, but that
I don't
really
think it's as bad as some people are making it out to be, though.
I think it looks pretty snazzy in the 3D. I think the isometric perspective kind of does well for that.
I feel like the 3D is sometimes too much, though. Like, if you turn up the 3D all the way, like it feels like there's so much more depth than other 3DS games.
There's some kind of instances where, like, a boss will, like, leap at the screen or leap at your character or something, and that's when the 3D, you're just kind of like, ow, that sucks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Heroes of Ruin, it's a pretty cool game. We'll probably have a community night at some point in the near future, maybe next week, who knows. So that way we can team up in groups of four and go terrace through some dungeons. I can level up my Vindicator.
We could do some of the online quests, possibly.
Yeah, so they have additional quests along with the like the single player.
Yeah, when you go into the quest menu, there are, like, it looks like a weekly quest and daily quests that are available every single day.
Yeah, because you can actually connect your 3DS like system or your game to an account on the website.
Yeah,
heroesofruin.com. That it seems like stuff's not really live with that. I mean, the game is officially out today. But it seems like it could be pretty cool. They have a nice little community page there. So if you do get into this game,
compare stats and stuff like that.
Yeah, and there's, like, I unlocked some achievements. Like, you know, I killed six enemies in a row without getting hurt, and I got some experience points. I don't know if that actually has a tangible reward on the website, or if it's just kind of like EP'ing.
Okay.
But, I mean, Heroes of Ruin is, it's a game that I hope there's enough support for it that we see more of it. Because I feel like it could be the start of something really good.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, if it doesn't sell well, then shit. But yeah, if you're into that sort of thing and you want something like that on your 3DS, I highly recommend you check it out. Yeah. And I think that's about all we're gonna do. I know it's a shorter episode. Sorry, bros. Next week we'll have a regular 15-minute jobber, and then I'll be gone for 2 weeks. So fuck all y'all.
You're leaving me by myself.
Yes, but then I will likely come back, and then have New Super Mario Brothers 2 or some ridiculous big ass 3DS to talk about. So it should be worth it. That's not why I'm going away. It's just that I think that we should be expecting those two things around when I get back in the beginning of August,
which is exciting.
Yes, it's a good month, and I assume you'll be talking about Kingdom Hearts.
Oh,
this
yeah,
will probably
I'm sure.
just turn into. Patrick's Kingdom Hearts show for the next 2 weeks.
I'll get James on. I know James plays Kingdom Hearts.
All right. Well, see you guys next week. And hopefully The Dark Knight Rises doesn't suck.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Later.
See ya.